As far as winter weather preparedness week goes, this week is a great time in Missouri to take that time, extra time, and recognize what you're going to do as far as preparing and planning for the upcoming winter season. Each day, we'll be highlighting different hazards. Beginning today, we'll be focused more on just the overall products that the National Weather Service issues, everything from winter weather advisories to winter storm warnings, and including your more rare products that are used, such as a blizzard warning. But we also don't want people to forget and put their guard down as far as other products that are issued a little more infrequently, such as ice storm warnings. And then to go along with that, your cold weather products, such as excessive cold that can occur, especially as we get into the latter parts of the winter months. As we progress through the week, then we'll begin to focus more on individual topics when it comes to winter. Tuesday, we'll focus more in on the ice and what an ice storm warning actually is. But to go along with that, also what you can do to be prepared and the best safety you can take with regards to winter storm warnings that have ice in them. So that can include preparing for potential travel on the roadways, but also being aware that it can have impacts on infrastructure, such as power lines and potential power outages if you have an excessive amount of ice on those power lines. But to go along with that as well, what does it look like to measure ice? There's different ways to measure ice so that you at home can be help us out here at the National Weather Service and measure ice to send in those reports and give us real-time updates to what's actually occurring out in the field. As we progress through the week, then, we'll see topic change over to Wednesday, where we'll be focused on snowfall and snow in general. So first thing foremost with snow, we want people to make sure that when you're in the snow, the old saying is ice and snow, take it slow. That's going to be important as we head through the winter months, especially once you get the accumulating snowfall on the roadways, you start to see hazardous road conditions develop. And what exactly does that mean for people and how they should prepare for travel or potentially even avoid travel at times if we see a large amount of snowfall in the Ozarks region. But to go along with the snowfall, there also comes some safety tips, making sure that you're shoveling smart. And what I mean by shoveling smart, make sure that you don't overpush your body and exert too much energy because it can be dangerous if you are shoveling an excessive amount of snow or shoveling too fast, that can have consequences. But also making sure that you're properly dressed to shovel in the snow as well. And then that kind of builds into our Thursday topics. Thursday, we'll focus on extreme cold. When it comes to an extreme cold, the old saying that we use now is cold is cold. So whether that is just, a bitter kind of 10 to 20 degree winter day, or if you add in the wind chills to that as well, which actually removes even more heat from your body, kind of gives you that real feel-like temperature, potentially even colder than what the actual ambient temperature is what the wind chill will do. So making sure that people are prepared for winter, have ways of, dressing for that cold weather, whether that's, just a regular chilly winter day or whether it's that extreme cold, especially that we've seen over the last couple of years with those extreme shots of cold air into the January and February time frames. And then lastly, we'll round out the week into Friday with just having a plan and being prepared for winter overall. So what that means is making sure that now is the time to build that emergency supply kit for your vehicle. But it's also the time to check things in your vehicle, such as your tires, making sure that they're equipped for potential hazardous road conditions this winter, and just making sure that your house is ready as well. Do you have, extra blankets on hand? Do you have a way of heating your home if there were to be a power outage? So overall, the whole week encompasses many different types of winter weather hazards, and it's a great time to review potential winter safety plans and make sure that any kind of supplies you need going into the winter months are are in stock and ready for the winter ahead.